listener production. Stand by for 20 minutes free from news, weather, work, and anything related to responsible adulting.
Just enough.
It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Four.
Oh.
Four.
What?
Matt O'Kine.
Four what?
Four people ruining my week.
Ah, no.
They are selfish enough.
What? Real estate inspection.
Four friends.
Oh, no.
Four people I know.
Yeah.
All posting content, separate people.
Yeah.
From the Greek islands.
Oh.
How rude is that?
Oh, it's disgraceful, isn't it?
Isn't that insane?
I bet they had a cold drink in their hand, too.
Oh, they did. They're riding quad bikes.
They're on a beach.
They're at the Mykonos D floor.
Getting this to a remix
of Smells Like Teen Spirits.
Do you know what? Often you see, like, on Twitter, someone will post and it's hazy and it says that this tweet contains sensitive information.
Yep.
You know, if they believe it could be, you know, you need to be over 18 or whatever. And if it says show, then you see it. Mm. So that's what they need to do. It needs to be, look, this could be sensitive, you know?
That is ruining. But I couldn't believe this. I don't know that many people at the Greek islands at one time. What is it? Producer Bron is one of these people who will be back next week, is absolutely ruining my life.
My mate, he posted from a piazza in France, right, where he had two vapes in his mouth and a beer. That's too many, if you ask me. Anyways.
Like drinking water, but instead of H2O, it's what? Oh, V2B. Two vapes, one beer. The chemical element of the sesh.
Also, actually, speaking of indulging, there's a story in the paper that I saw, which was, you know, I was generally jaw on the floor kind of stuff here when I was seeing what someone was indulging in. And I also, actually, my jaw was on the floor after I saw something in a local park as well. So let's jump in, hey?
It's a Tuesday all day breakfast. Hope you're doing well.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Was at the playground with Sophia on the weekend, Alex Dyson. It was a Saturday morning.
Which park? Because I saw your TikTok at Matt O'Kine, where you have different names for different parks.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a new park that we hadn't been to before. I reckon we'll call it Amazing Park because Sophia saw it and said, oh, my God, I love it. It's amazing.
Mm.
So, I think
was we'll James call it Sherry park. There? Host of the 90s Australian TV show, Amazing.
No, but there was a big key behind one of the trees. Which everyone seemed to be running past.
Sophia won a Game Boy Color.
After playing Nigel Mansell's F1 racing.
Oh, man. Because to me, that is so funny. If you're listening and you never watched that television show, you're just skipping 30 seconds ahead on the podcast right now. Get on with it.
I can't tell you how niche and funny that last 30 seconds was. I can assure you. If you don't know, it was very good. Anyway, look, the playground was right next to a big soccer field. So there was two games on, Little E's, right? And then it's some adults. And I just stood on the hill watching this game while Sophia was playing in the playground and going down slides and stuff. And the young kid, goalkeeper of the small kids game, was just having the game of his life. I just kept hearing parents go, whoa, whoa, and like cheering and stuff.
Yeah.
And every time I looked up, this kid was just like pulling off these great saves. But then I looked across to the adults game, and there was like probably guys about our age, you know, getting about the place, not quite as fast as they used to be.
Yeah.
Not really committing as much to every challenge because, you know how much you need your shins these days. And then I'm watching this game and this dude, right, the ball goes up in the air just out of the goalkeeper's box. It was a corner. So they kick the ball in the corner. The ball gets hit out of the goal square up very, very high. And then one of the guys, yellow jersey, does a bicycle kick, scores a goal.
Oh!
What have I just witnessed here?
A little Sunday rec league. Then suddenly the bicycle comes out.
I just couldn't believe it. Like it wasn't, I have to admit, it wasn't like the most acrobatic bicycle I've ever seen. But it was, he left the ground. He kicked the ball. It was a full-blown bicycle kick. And it went through. And there was a little bit of protest from the other team because I think one of the team, they thought someone was offside. And look, between you and me, naked eye, I reckon they were. And I reckon the ref knew it. But there was no way.
You've got to have that story to tell.
Yeah, exactly.
Did the team go nuts?
Oh, like, man, it was amazing. Like, yeah. I was so excited for this guy. Like, I just know that he's going to be telling everyone at work. I'm telling everyone at work. I'm here telling you right now. I mean, I can't imagine what he's telling people.
Wow.
You know, he's probably talking about how he was 6 foot in the air when he did it. And, yep. You know, how it sailed like a bullet into the back of the net. You know, none of those things quite true, but it was a bicycle kick nonetheless. So I was very impressed. So it made me just think, what's your local sporting hero moment? You know, what's your local memorable moment?
Absolutely. Bill got in touch saying, I distinctly remember my mate's dad streaking at a local cricket match. There were like 10 people there, which for some reason is worse than 100,000 seeing you streaking at the G.
It is so much worse. Bill, why? I mean, if anyone did that, like imagine him standing next to his dad. Oi, you reckon I should streak? No. Why would you do that? Sammy got in touch, said, oh, I'm a goalkeeper like O'Kine. Saved the winning penalty in a shootout. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love that.
That I do love that. But then Sammy goes on to say, tipped the ball onto the bar. It went flying in the air. I ran off to celebrate. Ball stayed in play, came down, spun back, rolled into the goal, meaning we lost.
I've seen videos of things like that where the keeper starts celebrating, but because of the backspin, the ball bounces and then rolls into the net.
No.
Oh, so sorry to hear, Sammy. Toast Lady says this one, nothing memorable, but just love it when a streaker runs onto the cricket field. They never realise how far it actually is to the middle of the ground. They always look cooked by the end of it.
You're puffed by the end, I can only imagine. But we also got Leisha on the phone. Leish, you wanted to start doing Taekwondo.
Yeah, I was just a teenager at the time and was with my boyfriend, who I'm now married to, and he'd been doing Taekwondo for a long time, and I went to join up at the local town hall, real small. No music playing. So we go to do the warm-up and I do my push-up and I farted. So safe to say that was my first and last session. But I decided to own up to the fart. And then nobody laughed. So no one thought it was funny or cute. And I was just like, oh, cricket. So, yeah.
Oh. So what? You did the fart.
Yeah, I feel pain.
You went, oh, that was me. And everyone just looked at you. Yeah. And then went back to
silence. They didn't even look at me. They didn't even look. They were just acted like, what are you even doing? Don't own up to it.
That silence is the true thing that's deadly. The silence following a fart admission.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Maybe, is there like a mentality about not, you know, it's like fighters do not fart or something like that?
I don't know.
No, maybe it's just like one of those things you're allowed to. Because, I mean, that happens a lot in yoga, doesn't it? Don't people fart all the time in yoga?
I'd say you probably would. You get quite loose.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty good for a first lesson to be able to go straight to brown belt. I mean, that's very impressive.
It was just a small, innocent one, so it really wasn't a big deal.
All right, thank you very much, Alicia. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.
And if you've got a historic local sports story, we always love to hear it, matt.ad.alex, or you can hit us up on the website, mattandalex.com.au.
You know the funny thing about beers, Alex Dyson? Right? You can go out on a Saturday night, right?
Yep.
Have 6, 8 beers, 10, whatever number, right?
Yep.
But like, I would never drink that much of anything else. Like, if you asked me to drink...
It's a lot of liquid.
Yeah, like 8 cans of juice. I'd be like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's terrible for my health.
I would never have more than 2 cups of coffee a day because I'm like, oh, that's terrible for my body.
Yeah. Or even like if you had a pint of water, you get to the bottom of the pint... Just you just go, or you're like, you can see yourself getting close to the bottom and someone asked you want another pint of water. You wouldn't go, yeah, good. I'll scull this and I'll get another pint of water.
So it's weird, isn't it? But look, I thought that like, you know, you wouldn't really drink anything else. But I saw an article yesterday where a gentleman from Wales, North Wales, cop this, has been guzzling The article says guzzling.
Okay, I was going to say you say guzzling because
the article, news.com.au, says this man has been guzzling 30 cans of Pepsi a day for 2 decades.
Like a jumbo slab of 375 ml cans.
That's a block, isn't it? That's like
it's the big block.
That's a cube.
That's what my pa used to get his Tui's Red in, the 30 can.
That's what you get at a servo, hey? Like that.
Pretty sure that's what Tutankhamun used to build the pyramids, those big blocks. And to drag them with ropes.
So he spent more than $12,000 a year, more than $12,000, 30 cans a day. Right? So
jeez.
A liter of soft drink every morning, drank a further 9 liters throughout the day. He reckons he's sipped an estimated 219,000 cans of Pepsi, nearly 8,000 kilograms of sugar.
8,000 kilograms of sugar. No. Oh, over his life?
Yeah, over the 20, like, because he first started drinking it in his 20s. He's 41 now. So over that period, he's had nearly 8,000 kilograms of sugar.
8 tons of sugar.
Yeah.
From the Pepsi.
Here's the weirdest thing. He doesn't look that bad. Like, I would have thought I would be on death's door.
Wow.
Right? But here's the other thing. Doctors said he thought he'd have to stop because doctors say that he was close to getting diabetes. I am truly amazed that he didn't have diabetes already. Like, that says a lot about the body.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it. Some bodies are different and unique in every way. Some people are susceptible to stuff. Other people aren't, but wow. Did he go to see the Dr. Pepper? Is that what was who was telling him?
No, so he did one online hypnotherapy session.
What? Hypnosis via Zoom?
Yeah. Yeah, a London-based therapist and hypnotist, right? They did one online hypnotherapy session and he reckons he's cured. In just 4 weeks, he dropped 6 kilos, feels more healthy. And he says, I don't know what happened, but he says, I don't know what he said, but afterwards I just didn't want to drink it anymore.
Oh my God. So what's he drinking now?
He said, I've still got 2 cans of Pepsi in my fridge, which I was going to have before the session, but I didn't have time. And I haven't even touched them in a month and don't plan to. I prefer water now.
Wow.
So there you go. They're planning to climb a mountain in the summer. They like it's really great stuff. So
that's good.
Good on him.
What would you need hypnotherapy for? Do you reckon?
Well, I'm actually going to take a month off the beers.
Ooh, that July is coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I thought, you know what? It's been a while. I might give myself a little break. So don't know if I'll do the hypnotherapy.
Have you got 2 in the fridge ready to June 30, 11:59 p.m. You going to have time for those ones, my friend?
I reckon I'll have time for those ones. It is in my diary, trust me. That is an appointment that is not movable. But yeah, come July 1, we'll see. All right, well, let us know. You're thinking of quitting. This is Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect. Some haunting images coming through in this cost of living crisis that we're finding ourselves in, Matt. I mean, not only did producer Ed come in the other day and go, oh God, I'm not getting an oat milk mocha from there again. Like, what happened, mate? $7.
Oh, that's close to double digits, isn't it?
How'd you go, Ed? Was there a nip of Kahlua in there or what happened, mate?
It was a small as well.
Yeah. A small?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that
Lord.
Was on a Sunday, wasn't it? So maybe it was that little Sunday surcharge, just tipping it up that extra little section.
I don't know who's milking these oat thingies, but they're charging a pretty penny. Wow.
Mm.
Well, I mean, we've seen the outrage about the cabbage and the lettuce you know, swap on some of the fast food burgers.
But some of the things hitting home for me, Matt O'Kine, just seeing the carnage, you know, the shrapnel of supermarket wars, the casualties, and that is broccoli stalks being left behind as shoppers go in, snap off the stalk, going, got to pay for this by the kilogram. I'm not using this stalk. I'm leaving this behind. What are your thoughts on that?
Totally fine. I do it.
You're a stalk snapper.
Mate, absolutely I'm a stalk snapper. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't mind eating a stalk. Honestly, I don't mind eating a stalk.
Me too. I like chopping them up and putting them in the pasta or whatever.
They're not bad. You know, Huey taught me that. Thank you, Huey. But no, God, if I'm making something that really only, you know, needs the good bit, oh, that stalk is gone, bros.
How do you, like, do you put your hand in a bag and snap it off, or what are you doing?
I just stand there at the broccoli thing.
Like a cold-hearted killer.
I cough and snap it at the same time so no one can see me.
What, so they don't
hear
the snap?
So I don't draw attention to myself. No, I don't. I just snap it.
Has anyone caught you?
No, and I wouldn't care. I would just be like, because they'd be like, hey, don't break that off. And I'd be like, why not? And then they would probably say, well, you should be buying the whole piece of broccoli. And I'd be like, well, if this is such a good part of the broccoli, then someone won't mind just getting it, won't they? Hey? Some little stork lover.
Well, they won't get it because you've had your hands all over it, mate.
Mate, some little stork lover's going to have a field day with just stork. They don't have to waste their time with any of the yucky florets.
Oh, man. Well, how deep do you go then? Do you go to the mandarin aisle and peel your mandarins and leave the skin behind so you're not paying per kilogram for that?
Just take a knife into the butcher's section, start deboning the lamb in the
Don't need this bit. Per kilogram. Actually, I did. Oh, this was ages ago, but I did go to the deli one time. My dad wanted to make spaghetti marinara. So he's like, can you get some marinara mix for me? And it's like
you said this right,
500 grams of that or something. So I get it. It was like 480 or something. The person's like, oh, and goes to fill it up, just grabs a piece of ice and chucks it in to get the weight up to 500. I'm like, what a dog move. What about pistachio shells? Would you peel them off?
Well, I mean, I think any shell related anything doesn't work. Like you couldn't be peeling the prawns in the
yeah.
seafood section.
I'll just have the prawns without the eyeballs and the antenna, thanks. And you could keep the poo tube as well.
Deboning the salmon fillet as well, just taking tiny little bits out. You never know how much you're going to save. So, no, you wouldn't do you don't do shells. You don't do shells, you don't do bones. I will take truss tomatoes off the vine. I'll still put them.
They're not truss tomatoes anymore.
No, they are. I mean, I will still charge them at truss.
But
I don't need vine.
You don't put them through as the cheaper ones.
No, I like to play by the rules, so I don't do that. Oh, speaking of self-checkout, Ed, you had something happen yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you mentioned salmon. I actually accidentally stole $34 worth of salmon the other day.
You're not putting salmon through as bloody lentils, are you?
Seafood extender. a little bit different, mate.
No, I put it through. The person had to come over and help me because I messed up the bag. And then I go downstairs, get in the car, look at the receipt, and there's no salmon on the receipt.
Oh, so in their swiping, they took it off your bill trying to get the...
Maybe, but I didn't pay for the salmon.
You just did it right under their nose.
No,
like
I did.
Cold-hearted... criminal.
Accidental thief. Accidental.
Yeah, well, I can't talk because I did steal a few Kalamata one time, accidentally having it in my pocket.
Yeah, that's right. You talked about that, didn't it?
Yeah, the Kalamata killer, Alex Dyson, striking again.
I can't remember. Did you end up taking them back?
I did move house long after that, so I wasn't near the supermarket anymore. So I'm not sure if I ever went back in and paid for it. Damn, now you're making me feel guilty again. I got to go across town to pay money. To some people who have no idea anything's happened.
I just imagine.
Thanks a lot, mate.
I just imagine the debt collectors turning up to old Costa's deli. Him saying, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened to the olives. They're gone.
All right. Well, if you've got any cost of living tips, feel free to get in touch, matt.and.alex. I'm sure our listeners would be happy to know them because we've all got to save that coin, even if it is at the expense of a few stalks.
Well, I mean, we've got to come up with better recipes for the stork, really.
Mm.
That's what's got to happen. We've got to start glamorizing the stork a bit more.
Because they do use like lemon peel in stuff, lemon zest.
Imagine that. You get a martini with a little bit of broccoli stork just dropped in it.
That would be as bad as you'd think. Probably.
There you go. Hey, look, hope you had a good one. We are Matt and Alex, and we'll be with you tomorrow morning. So you can always keep in touch with us at matt.n.alex on Instagram or mattandalex.com.au.
Till then, catch you later.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex. Listener.